After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Fear, confusion, anxiety, even mourning and joy. These are all feelings that you can read as you go through all the different resurrection accounts in our Gospels, most especially when faced with the empty tomb. You see, the disciples did not understand what that tomb meant initially. In some ways, we know that feeling. The fear that ourselves or our vulnerable loved ones will contract the virus. The anxiety due to unemployment or job insecurity because of the restrictions placed on us. Loneliness as we self-isolate at home. We very much are experiencing the feelings of the first disciples on that first Easter. In the midst of all this, Jesus appears. He appears in that upper room, the same room that the disciples had locked themselves in, the same room that they had celebrated the Last Supper. Jesus appears to them, and he offers them the gift of love. The love that was so great that our Heavenly Father would send his only Son to become one of us so that all who believe in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. He offered them the gift of faith. Faith that assured them that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus did undergo his passion, his death, and was raised from the dead, and has now opened the gates of heaven. But the last thing that Jesus offered those scared, lonely, and anxious disciples was the gift of hope. He offered them hope that just as he had been raised from the dead, they too will be raised. Just as he was ready to return to heaven, so too, at the end of their lives on this earth, they will return to heaven. the hope that Jesus offered, allowed them to embrace the gifts of love and of faith. My dear friends, we celebrate Easter today. Our faith tells us that Jesus truly was raised from the dead. We experience his love each and every moment of our lives, but most especially in the sacraments he offers in the church. And we rely on his hope. This Easter is unlike any other, because our churches are empty, but the truth of Easter, that still lives on. The hope that we have been given as Christians, as modern-day disciples of our Lord and Savior, this is a hope that this world so desperately needs. This world needs to know that God has not abandoned them. This world needs to know that God still loves them. This world needs to know that our Lord and Savior has been raised from the dead and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. This world needs to know that at the end of our life on this earth, Jesus will welcome us into his heavenly kingdom. My dear friends, we, of course, continue to experience all of those feelings. But the one thing that hope does, the one thing that it combats against, is despair. It's one thing to feel isolated and alone. It's one thing to feel anxious, but it's quite another to feel despair. That is the work of the devil. Jesus, of course, put the devil in his place through his resurrection. And hope, the hope that he has given us, is what will continue to keep him in his place, is what will continue to accompany us through these trying times, in the hope that we will gather together in this church and be able to declare to one another and to the world, Jesus Christ is truly risen. He is risen indeed.